From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of June 20th and June 27th, 2022. This episode is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. That's part of Under by the Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, Virginia-based band The Steel Wheels from their 2019 album Over the Trees. It opens an episode about relatively short and often sprawling woody plants that make up much of the understory below trees. We start with some guest voices, accompanied by more of the music, calling out particular water-related examples of these plants. Have a listen to the call-outs for about 25 seconds and see if you know what kind of plant, generally, the examples represent. And here's a hint. It's sure to rub you the wrong way if you don't guess this.
Buttonbush.
Coastal dog hobble.
Elderberry.
Possum haw.
Red chokeberry.
Silky dogwood.
Smooth alder. Swamp azalea.
Swamp highbush blueberry.
Virginia willow.
If you guessed shrubs, you're right. You heard the names of 10 species of native Virginia shrubs that can live in or near streams and rivers, wetlands, or other relatively wet areas. Some shrubs, like elderberry, are tolerant of relatively wet soils, but can also inhabit drier areas. Others, like swamp azalea, are typically found only in wet areas. Like trees, shrubs are perennial plants producing woody stems. According to the Flora of Virginia, they're distinguished from trees by being shorter when they're mature, typically less than about 5 meters, or about 16 feet, and by having many stems instead of one main trunk. Some trees, however, can also show such shrub-like characteristics, depending on species, environmental conditions, and the history of the individual plant. In forests, shrubs are a main component of the understory, that is, the vegetation growing below the tree canopy. Shrubs may also be part of the understory below large trees in the streamside or riparian areas beside rivers. And shrubs can be the dominant woody vegetation in areas that lack trees, such as in some wetlands or beside some lakes, ponds, or streams. Shrubs share several ecological roles with trees, including providing shade, absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen, reducing soil erosion, and providing food and habitat for other creatures. Shrubs contribute additionally by providing lower and often thicker layers of branches and leaves than trees do, offering habitat and cover to birds, insects, and other animals that live closer to the ground. Sometimes overlooked in the understory, shrubs are an important component of the overall story of woody plants in landscapes and waterscapes. Thanks to 6 Blacksburg, Virginia friends for lending their voices to this episode. Thanks also to the Steel Wheels for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Under. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.